Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I now call to order this public hearing of the Land Use Planning Commission on proposed changes to Chapter 13, metallic mineral mining exploration, advanced exploration and mining, and Chapter 10, land use districts and standards. My name is Everett Worcester, and I will be the presiding officer at this hearing. And I'd like to have the commissioners introduce themselves now. Durwood?
Durwood Humphrey, Aroostook County.
Millard Billings, Hancock County.
James May from Mapleton. Bob?
Robert Everett, Oxford County.
Betsy Fitzgerald, Washington County.
I'm Bill Gilmore from Freeman Township, Franklin County.
In addition, we have four LUPC staff and the director involved in this.
I'm Nick Livesay from the Land Use Planning Commission staff.
Stacy?
Stacy Beyer from LUPC planning staff.
Samantha?
Samantha Horn, Land Use Planning Commission.
And we have also Mary York, who will be recording these sessions. I have some things I have to read. Bear with me. As background, the commission is required to update its rules relating to metallic mineral exploration and mining certifications in response to the 2017 Public Law, Chapter 142. Stacy Beyer will provide additional details on the legislation and propose rule revisions in the staff statement. The purpose of this hearing is to gather information on the proposed revisions to Chapter 13 and Chapter 10. All testimony should be pertinent to the proposed rules revisions, with focus on the Commission's role in two areas, metallic mineral exploration and mining certification. Those are the two areas that we're responsible for. Commission certification of metallic mineral mining is limited by state law to whether the proposed mining is an allowed use within the sub-districts in which it is to be located, and whether the proposed mining meets land use standards established by the Commission that are not considered in the Department of Environmental Protection review. The DEP has the permit granting authority for metallic mineral mining statewide and considers standards for groundwater, quality of life, wildlife, and protection of other natural resources. That is not our charge. That belongs to the DEP. This hearing will be conducted in accordance with the Maine Administrative Procedures Act in Chapter 5, the Commission's rules for the conduct of public hearings. All witnesses must be sworn and will be required before they give testimony to state for the record their name, residence, business or professional affiliation, if any, the nature of their interest in the hearing, and whether they represent an individual, firm, or other legal entity for the purposes of the hearing. We will be recording the proceedings today, so I request that you speak clearly. If you have a written copy of your testimony, you can give it to one of the staff. If you want to speak today and have not yet signed up, you need to do that now. But see Samantha. Following the close of the public hearing, the record will remain open for written comments from the public until Monday, April 23, and for rebuttal comments until Monday, April 30. No additional evidence of testimony will be allowed in the record after that date. And there are several of you who have indicated you wish to speak, and I'm generally going to hold you to 5 minutes. If you don't need that much time, great. But if you have written comments and you just want to highlight them and then pass those written comments into one of the staff, that would be helpful too. At this time, I will swear in any witnesses who plan to testify this afternoon. All persons planning to testify, please stand and raise your right hand. Do you affirm that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. I will now ask Stacy Beyer of the LUPC staff to present the staff statement and enter certain exhibits in the hearing record. Stacy?
Good afternoon. My name is Stacy Beyer, and I'm one of the staff planners for the commission. I'll make a brief presentation on the proposed revisions to Chapter 13 and 10 of the commission's rules, and then enter several exhibits into the hearing record. First, I'd like to provide some background. Prior to 2012, the Commission and the Department of Environmental Protection regulated mining separately. The agencies adopted rules jointly for mining activities and exploration in the LUPC's Chapter 13 rules and the Department's Chapter 200 rules. In 2012, reform and mining legislation shifted permitting authority for mining such that the DEP permits mining and advanced exploration and regulates exploration in municipalities. The commission retains authority to regulate exploration in the unorganized territories. In that legislation, the commission was tasked with certifying whether mining and advanced exploration activities are an allowed use in the subdistrict where they're proposed and compliant with Land Use Planning Commission land use standards not considered by the department in their review. The department and the commission were directed to adopt rules, the DEP, including the department's adoption of rules for mining and exploration, and the LUPC adoption of provisions in Chapter 13 for certifying mining activities. In 2012, these rulemakings required legislative approval to become effective. The commission was also directed by the legislature to revise rules related to rezoning for mining activities and update its standards for exploration. The Chapter 12 rezoning, rulemaking was completed and went into effect in 2013. In 2014, the legislature rejected the provisionally adopted rules by the commission and the department. The result is that the agency's revised rules for mining activities did not go into effect. Also, because the rules were intended to work together as a package, the LUPC terminated its rulemaking on mineral exploration. In the last legislative session, the legislature passed Public Law 2017, Chapter 142, which revised certain provisions of the Maine Mining Act, approved the DEP's revised mining rules with modification, and directed the LUPC to conduct rulemaking. The legislature directed the commission to adopt provisions for mining certifications and update its rules to ensure consistency with state law. In this rulemaking, we'll use the terms exploration, advanced exploration, and mining. Exploration means investigating for the location and type of mineral deposits. It involves test pits and test borings. Advanced exploration includes bulk sampling of metallic mineral deposits and activities that exceed the limits of exploration. Metallic mineral mining means extracting minerals for commercial use. In 2017, changes to the Maine Mining Act prohibit open pit mining in Maine and require dry stack tailings management. So to summarize the different roles of the DEP and the LUPC, the DEP has permitting authority statewide for mining and advanced exploration. And the LUPC has a role of certifying those activities. Exploration is regulated by the DEP and municipalities and by the LUPC in the unorganized territories. The Commission's Chapter 10 rules identify zones where exploration isn't allowed use. Exploration may be allowed without a permit, subject to standards, or with a permit, depending on the sub-district where it's located. The exploration use listings are divided into Level A and Level B exploration, with Level B exploration currently including some advanced exploration activities, including bulk sampling. It's important to note that metallic mineral mining is not an allowed use in any LUPC subdistrict. Rezoning is required for mining activities. The Commission's Chapter 12 rules contain the rezoning procedures and standards. They were updated in 2012 and 2013. No changes are being proposed to those rules in this rulemaking. The proposed rule revisions before you are essentially a combination of the rulemaking initiated in 2014, updated based on the Department's final Chapter 200 rules. The revisions include changes to both Chapters 13 as well as Chapter 10. The proposed revisions rename Chapter 13 to Metallic Mineral Exploration and Mining Certifications. The rulemaking involves repealing and replacing that chapter and updating it consistent with the Mining Act. In Chapter 13, changes to Subchapter 1 remove definitions related to the permitting of mining activities, which are now the responsibility of the DEP. They update definitions consistent with the Mining Act and Chapter 200, and remove standards and procedures for permitting mining activities. Subchapter 2 changes remove references to advanced exploration, which is now the responsibility of the DEP, and update standards for exploration consistent with the Mining Act and DEP rules. Subchapter 3 is an entirely new chapter, a new subchapter. It establishes procedures for mining certifications consistent with the LUPC's Chapter 4 certifications for site law projects. And it includes criteria for approval more similar to municipal standards, such as requirements for lighting and signs and dimensional requirements. Chapter 10 is proposed for revision to implement the changes to Chapter 13. Section 1002 definition changes relate to removing the term Level C exploration. With current Mining Act definitions, most Level C exploration activities as defined would now meet the definition of mining. And removal of that term simplifies references to exploration. Changes to the DPD sub-district remove references to Level C exploration and clarify that Chapter 12 and Chapter 13 apply to metallic mineral mining. And then the last changes to Chapter 10 relate to Section 1027C and clarify that that section of the rule will now only apply to non-metallic mineral mining. So in summary, the key changes in the rulemaking update definitions consistent with the Mining Act, remove standards and procedures for permitting mining activities, now the responsibility of the DEP, update standards for exploration consistent with DEP rules, and add provisions for mining certification consistent with the Commission's Chapter 4 rules. So at this point, I'd like to introduce 55 exhibits into the hearing record. Each of the commission members has a list of these exhibits before you. Copies of the list are available upon request. And again, if anybody testifying today has a written copy of your testimony, please give it to one of the staff members so we can file it as a hearing exhibit. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacy.